This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Captain Kickass.
I'm already getting the question in the DLive chat over at DLive.com.
Where are you?
Yeah, that was the question, actually. How did you know?
I was wondering myself.
Oh, okay.
I missed a show with her that we were supposed to be on together relatively recently, but it was because she was hungover.
In this case, she was not hungover. I saw her earlier today. She seemed to be well, but she has some other work to do tonight.
All so right.
She asked me to fill in for her, and you're here filling in for Mark, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been pretty regular on the Mondays, so,
Well, then Mark's gone.
I'm okay with that. So.
And it's all good. We had a good time on Saturday night, so let's do the same thing here.
I'll do it solo if I have to, although I don't really know how to run any of this crap yet.
Maybe we'll get there. coming up here tonight, we got a lot of stuff that we can talk about, and you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. On the way, I've been meaning to talk about the latest out of Venezuela. The economic situation there has, of course, been pretty dismal over the last... most of the last decade, certainly the last several years. It's been pretty awful. But are things taking a turn for the better? We'll talk about that on the way here tonight. But first, Captain Kickass, you brought in some interesting stories, including something about can the government gang actually copyright their own laws? We're going to get into that maybe later on tonight. But to start out, what really kind of piqued my interest was you've got something called the Crypto Anarchist Manifesto.
I do, it's true.
And this is coming from an individual who, surprisingly, is not hiding behind a pseudonym. It sounds like this person is, you know, right out there with who created this.
Yeah, this is a fact. It was actually written by Timothy C. May in 1988.
Oh, wow, this goes way back.
Yeah, and read at the first gathering of the cypherpunks in Silicon Valley in September of 1992.
Wow, these are like the old school guys that kind of... helped create ideas like Bitcoin.
Yeah,
you know?
I have a fascination with the cypherpunks and of their idea that technology will bring us the freedom that we desire as sort of as far as turning the state around or at least changing it into
making it irrelevant
or at least turning them into service providers that compete with each other to provide the best products and services. And if you don't like how it's going, you have a choice.
You can opt out.
Right? Yeah, you can opt out or choose a different service provider, that type of a thing.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Through the use of technology, right? So, like, no violent revolution is required. Nobody
right.
has to pick up arms.
Just out-develop them,
yeah,
basically.
Exactly. It's the Buckminster quote, right? Instead of fighting what is, create a better way.
That is so true. I've got to agree. And it's just been so hard to pull that off. I mean, because the government criminal gang, you know, enterprise or whatever is so prevalent in our lives. It reaches into every crevice, every detail, every business, every transaction, if it possibly can.
Well, and as I found out on Saturday when you and I were doing this show, the government regulates your flushing. Of the
you
toilet.
Didn't, yeah, and you didn't know that.
It
took Trump to point it out to you.
I knew there were low-flow toilets and all
right.
that kind of a thing. Like,
you just thought it was like a green thing.
I didn't, I figured that, like, okay, modern houses that are built, probably they're going to have the low-flows. I didn't know that it was, like, mandated by, the government itself. Now, these things don't usually get by me, but I'm human, et cetera and so on.
Yeah, I think it's been at least a 20-plus years since that law or those regulations have been in place. But so the government constantly is reaching into our lives, and it is depressing. You know, it's like, where can you go to get away from these people? They've got every inch of the planet basically covered, so you can't really run away.
Yeah, people are like, you don't like it, you can leave. Okay, show me a piece of the planet not claimed by a government.
Yeah, well,
doesn't exist.
They'll point out Somalia, but...
doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, the plot of land exists that people call Somalia,
well,
but...
No, but like a plot of land where a government hasn't claimed it as their own.
The thing with Somalia is after they overthrew their existing government in the 1990s, the United Nations came in and started making claims, as well as multiple warlords. So, I mean, there's no clear answer as to who the government gang is there. There are competing gangs looking to take over that territory. The last I've looked at.
Multiple governments claiming the same plot of land.
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
There is Liberland, which is a little, like, 3 square kilometer uninhabited...
I'm on their mailing list.
...piece of swamp land in between, isn't it, Serbia and Croatia, I think it is?
I'm trying to remember the whole story behind that, but it was, like, some... like, they were fighting over it somehow, and it got lost in, like, the bureaucracy. And they were like, hey, nobody's claimed this particular little piece of land, this swampy type of area. Let's claim it for ourselves using their own rules against them.
And it's a cool idea, and I support them, and I hope that they can have success. Unfortunately, when they tried to go and have a party on the Liberland Island, or whatever you want to call it, because it's in the middle of, I think it's the Danube River.
Yeah, it's between two other countries.
Right.
And
so it's a swamp in the middle of a river, and they went there to try to party, you know, a couple of years back, and the Croatian government goons came around and just arrested everybody that tried to go there.
Wow.
So even though it's not Croatia, there were still men with Croatian badges and uniforms coming and kidnapping people.
Can't get away from it.
So, you know, it's very, very frustrating. And Bitcoin, and I'm sure, I'm going to guess, I have not read this manifesto, I'm going to guess he's going to touch heavily on the advent of Bitcoin as a major turning point in this whole crypto revolution thing, or evolution.
It actually, because it was written in 1988, obviously.
Right. You reminded me.
It's before Bitcoin. However, this was reposted on Bitcoin.com. And in fact, the little caption here goes on to say that it's reprinted here on Bitcoin.com for historical preservation.
Oh, interesting. All right. So I've never heard this before, so we're going to get into it. Ninja Dog in the DLive chat at DLive.LRN.FM says agorism is the pathway for peaceful revolution, saying further that crypto anarchists are simply counter-economists. Are you familiar with the idea of agorism, Captain
Kickass? Yes, and the way I see things is I see things like the blockchain or Bitcoin, whatever you want to call that technology, I just see that as infrastructure towards agorism.
Now, agorism, we need to define it is, and this may not be the preferred definition. This is just my interpretation of having heard about it over the years and, you know, known plenty of people who've engaged in it, myself having engaged in it. I'm just going to throw out the definition of agorism is the idea of, they call it economics, and the idea is you're doing business in the gray market or in the black market. You're doing business outside of the legal scope, outside of the regulated economy. You're not asking permission for a license. You're not asking permission for an occupancy permit. You're not asking government permission. You're not paying taxes if you can avoid them. You're not, you know, you're not telling the government what kind of money that you're making or what you're doing. You know, you're... And you're just not talking to the government about it, basically. And I think most agorists would also add the provision that you have to do it with the intention of undermining the state. Because otherwise, they would define you. If it was just people in the black market, then all drug dealers would be defined as agorists.
Right.
But those people aren't necessarily freedom lovers. They're not necessarily people who are actually looking to end the state, as we've seen with some cannabis dealers actually supporting government regulations.
Right.
Where in California, for instance, the medical cannabis group opposed the legalization of cannabis because they wanted to keep, you know, the business flowing into the medical facilities, and they didn't want to lose it to the recreational facilities.
Right. My patients, where will my business get? Right. Yeah,
so the very same people who, because you know a lot of those people who were selling medical cannabis were also selling illegal cannabis previously, but now that they had their license, they wanted to exclude other people from competing.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can call agorism unless it has the intention of undermining the state.
So like your regular you know, cocaine dealer on the street, not an agorist.
I wouldn't say he
is. Unless, of course, he's doing it specifically to not have to pay taxes or something along those lines.
Maybe, or if he's, you know, trying to fund a revolution or whatever with the money, then yeah, okay, I could see that. Well, we're going to get into this Crypto Anarchist Manifesto, and again, you reminded me, this was written in 1988. I mean, that's 30 years?
Yeah, and when you hear it, too, you're like, wow, that was written when? You know?
Yeah. 30 years, I think, before Bitcoin. Was it 30? 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years
before Bitcoin. 855, 450, free. Now 30 years ago at this point, basically. And Bitcoin's about to celebrate its 11th birthday coming up next month. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Being stuck in a job or being locked into a relationship, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're invited here if you want to join us on the radio waves. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com, which is the source for what you're about to share with us here, Captain Kickass, which is a great website. They've got a lot of good information. There's a news site that has a bunch of just headlines about what's going on in the world of Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general. You can go check that out at Bitcoin.com. And also check out their local.Bitcoin.com site, which allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. And you don't need to show ID to sign up for and use the site, which makes it a very unique site. Plus, all communications between buyers and sellers there are encrypted. It's a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. So visit local.bitcoin.com to get started over there. That's local.bitcoin.com. All right, so we're going to get into this crypto anarchist manifesto, and this goes all the way back to 1988.
Yep.
Let's jump into it, Captain Kickass. Yeah. We gave it enough preface, I think, in the last segment.
So the article starts out with a little descriptor. A specter is haunting the modern world, the specter of crypto anarchy. Computer technology is on the verge of providing the ability for individuals and groups to communicate and interact with each other in a totally anonymous manner. Two persons may exchange messages, conduct business, and negotiate electronic contracts without ever knowing the true name or legal identity of the other. And before I start in on the actual manifesto itself, I just want to say that the whole bit about...
Hold on, wait a minute, just to clarify.
Yeah.
So what you're reading was written in 1988, or is this the preface to the manifesto that hasn't started yet?
To the manifesto that hasn't... This is Bitcoin.com's...
This is their intro written today. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
I just wanted to say that the way I describe Bitcoin or the blockchain to people who are not technically savvy is, look, here's all it is. It's math solving the problem of human trust.
Yeah.
That's all that it is. Somebody did enough math to go, oh, if we do things this way and, you know, compute these particular, digits together, that we can solve human trust without a third party.
That's true. That is definitely a major accomplishment that it does.
That's all that it is. So with that being said, the manifesto itself, interactions over networks will be untraceable via extensive rerouting of encrypted packets and tamper-proof boxes.
This is 1988 now?
We're into it, yeah. Tamper-proof boxes, which implement cryptographic protocols with nearly perfect assurance against any tampering. Reputations will be of central importance, far more important in dealings than even the credit ratings of today. These developments will alter completely the nature of government regulation, the ability to tax and control economic interactions, the ability to keep information secret, and will even alter the nature of trust and reputation. End of paragraph one. Paragraph two, the technology for this revolution, and it surely will be both a social and economic revolution, has existed in theory.
It would have to be.
Yes. Has existed in theory for the past decade. So this is, we're talking 78.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
The methods are based upon public key encryption, zero-knowledge interactive proof systems, and various software protocols for interaction, authentication, and verification. The focus has until now been on academic conferences in Europe and the U.S., conferences monitored closely by the National Security Agency.
Yeah.
But only recently have computer networks and personal computers attained sufficient speed to make the ideas practically realizable. And the next 10 years...
Well, that's saying a lot for 1988.
It goes on to say, the next 10 years, which, you know, is still in the past for us, the next 10 years will bring enough additional speed to make the ideas economically feasible and essentially unstoppable. High-speed networks, ISDN, tamper-proof boxes, smart cards, satellites, KU-band transmitters, multi-MIPS personal computers, and encryption chips now under development will be some of the enabling technologies. And we've seen all of those technologies come and go.
Hey, I've still got the ISDN line.
Nice.
We got one right here. It's one of two in Keene, New Hampshire.
The state will, of course, try to slow or halt the spread of this technology.
They sure are.
Citing national security concerns, use of the technology by drug dealers and tax evaders, and fears of societal disintegration. Many of these concerns will be valid. Crypto anarchy will allow national secrets to trade freely.
Well, I mean, the society is not going to disintegrate because of cryptocurrency or crypto, you know, freedoms or whatever. That's actually going to help.
It's talking about the state, you know.
Yeah, they mean
having
the state.
Fears
yeah.
of, you know, disintegration.
And, right? And it is afraid. I mean, you know, if the state can think, and it can't, it's just individuals coming together with a common crazy belief that there's something larger than themselves. So it is a crazy, you know, evil religion. But, man, they are worried, aren't they? I mean, they are doing everything they can to try to, you know, badmouth Bitcoin and cryptocurrency technology. And
like, if they could, it would be stopped already.
Right.
If any bank, any government, any group of hackers paid by any organization or any individual hackers who decided to get together, you know, if it could be stopped, it would have been.
I just had another bank account frozen today.
Yeah. Yeah. You can stop a bank account, but you can't stop the technology.
Nope.
It's
out of their hands.
It's no permission. It never asked permission to exist, and that's what makes it beautiful.
That's right. And you don't have to ask permission to get involved in it either.
Right.
And that scares the status. They just, because they're all about permission.
Yes.
They're all about you coming to them and asking them first, before you do anything. Want to start a business? Make sure you do it the right way. Go on downtown and talk to the city bureaucrats and make sure you've got all your permits. Make sure you got all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, or else you'll get fined and your permit will be denied or revoked or whatever. And then you'll be even more in the poorhouse than ever before.
You didn't ask first. Therefore, you are a criminal.
But then again, as many have found out, even if you do ask, usually the answer is no, unless you grease the right palms or you pay enough fees or fines or, you know, licensing or whatever. There's always some bureaucrat standing in the way with their hand out.
Yeah, I don't take enough time to stop and be amazed at the technology itself. And it has been under attack since its inception and is continually under attack.
It was ignored at its inception, I would say. But it, you know, once it came on the radar, and I would say it was the Silk Road that put it on the radar.
Sure.
Because that was when about we heard about it. And I'm not just saying, well, Free Talk Live heard about it. It's on the radar. No, that was the first real life application beyond the guy that sent 10,000 bitcoins to buy some pizzas.
Yeah.
That's an important footnote in the history of Bitcoin, but it wasn't what really got the government gang's attention.
Right.
It was the idea that someone could use a semi-anonymous or pseudonymous form of internet money, this Bitcoin technology, to purchase things that the government really doesn't want you to have. Government doesn't care if you got some pizzas from Papa John's.
Right.
No big deal. But if you've got marijuana or cocaine or LSD or some other drug that they've prohibited, that's going to make it so they pay real close attention. And I think that's what opened up the attack on Bitcoin.
Yep. So the manifesto continues. An anonymous computerized market will even make possible abhorrent markets for assassinations and extortion.
Wow, they really did predict this stuff, because there's a website called Assassination Market out there. I don't know if it's still up. It was up a few years ago on the darknet. And essentially, people can bid Bitcoin, or maybe they're using Monero now, if it's
right,
still there.
One of the privacy coins or whatever.
But, they could bid Bitcoin on when so-and-so is going to die, essentially. And the person who correctly predicts the date gets all the Bitcoin that has been bid in there. Presumably, the person correctly predicting it is the person who killed the guy. We're coming up.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556, or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says the DOJ watchdog report shows that the FBI Russia probe was fundamentally flawed. Speaking at the Capitol, the South Carolina Republican condemns the FBI's methods for obtaining warrants to surveil Trump campaign aide Carter Page.
I believe there will be no debate among reasonable-minded people, particularly lawyers, about how the system not only got off the rails, but in my view became a criminal enterprise.
Graham says he's not going to accept that politics were not involved because the people who oversaw the probe hate the president's guts. Speaking at a roundtable at the White House, President Trump says the U.S. economy is the strongest it has ever been in the history of our country. The president noted that the Chinese economy is having a difficult time, but that they're still trying to negotiate a trade deal. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything here. That is the point of the program. And with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Captain Kickass.
Plus, I want to make sure you know about balance of nature. Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. But eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules definitely can get in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature can help you. With just 3 of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their veggie capsules, you'll get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that is a lot of nutrition. So go online to become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. You can go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL to get that deal. That's balanceofnature.com, code FTL. Captain Kickass, you brought in a piece of crypto history tonight.
Yeah.
The Crypto Anarchist Manifesto, which I guess maybe I might have heard about over the years, but I've never read it, and you're sharing it with us here tonight thanks to Bitcoin.com for posting it up on their website. It is now over 30 years in age, mm-hmm. and correctly predicted quite a bit mm-hmm. of what was to come. And I guess, you know, they predicted it because once the crypto anarchists came up with these ideas, they set to working on them, and it took a couple decades to come out with let's say, Bitcoin, and maybe like a decade to come out with PGP, pretty good privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And those are some pretty important technologies that have really resulted in a lot more privacy than we would otherwise have.
Well, and it seems to be based off of the network effect, right? Most of the things, technology, you know, advancements that we've seen in the last 20 years or so has been a result of the network effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So more people getting devices in their hands, faster transmission of data, right? That's really
sure.
the key to right all of the technological advancements we've seen is
and faster processing because
right.
you know encrypting a thing does take some computer time, and it's much faster to do it now than it would have been in 1988. You've probably been waiting hours, if not days, to do the same sort of tasks that can take seconds now.
Right. So these folks in 1988 were imagining, wow, if only this stuff were like 1,000 times faster or 10,000
yeah.
times faster, and then that's sort of where this
yeah.
came in, you know. So the manifesto continues. An anonymous computerized market will even make possible abhorrent markets for assassination and extortion. Various criminal and foreign elements will be active users of, they're calling it CryptoNet here in the mm-hmm. manifesto. But this will not halt the spread of crypto anarchy. Combined with emerging information markets, crypto anarchy will create a liquid market for any and all material which can be put into words and pictures. And just as a seemingly minor invention like barbed wire made possible the fencing off of vast ranches and farms, thus altering forever the concepts of land and property rights in the frontier West, so too will the seemingly minor discovery out of an arcane branch of mathematics come to be the wire clippers which dismantle the barbed wire around intellectual property.
Ooh.
Arise, you have nothing to lose but your barbed wire fences. And that is the
That's
end
it.
Of the manifesto. There's a couple little other things, you know, within here, some quotes. I don't know where this quote is from, but this is, just as the technology of printing altered and reduced the power of medieval guilds and the social power
sure.
structure.
The printing press was a big deal.
Yeah, so too will cryptologic methods fundamentally alter the nature of corporations and government interference in economic transactions.
Yeah. I mean, the printing press was one of the original freedom factors, right? Like, if you could have access to a printing press, you could print undermining kind of concepts, right? You could print things that would be a threat to the power structure, the status quo, and of course, the status quo people did not like that very much, and in some cases, printing presses were trashed and destroyed, and you
right.
know, those people were targeted.
And you can think of the internet as the modern printing
press.
That's
what I was going to say. Yeah, it's absolutely that. It's more effective.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
No, not at all. More effective. You know, to do it on the internet because it's, well, the printing press is ultimately a centralized technology. It was good for its time. It's still useful in some ways, but it could be targeted.
Right.
And the internet helped with that. Now, obviously, you can still find an IP address and you could, you know, discern where that's coming from. And we've seen certainly websites being targeted and raided. But it gets a little harder when you go behind the shield of the dark net, which is sort of like the internet squared, if you will. It's like taking the internet idea to the next level,
right.
putting layers of anonymity between the user and the end website to where the user can get to the website, but they don't really know how they got there. And unless they have a real significant presence online and, you know, tapped into all manner of different places, there's no way they could figure out
how
it works.
And if we, you know, look to the past, even further back than 1988, right, because this was a technological person or, someone who's tech savvy
yeah.
writing this article, we know that anarchist thought, right? The idea that people do not need an organization of violence known as the state or the government or the goons, right, to tell folks how to run their lives, right? It's not necessary. Anarchist thought and anarchist theory has been around for hundreds, if not thousands
yeah.
of years, right? There's writings that go back hundreds of years, you know.
Ever since somebody said, hey, don't tell me what to do,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And so my biggest thing about Bitcoin is for the first time ever that I'm aware of, there is an anarchist infrastructure being built,
mm.
right? For the first time ever, there's
money without the state,
a technology,
yeah,
you know, that exists that didn't ask anybody for permission, and in fact did so without permission, specifically to sort of, you know, forward the ideas of free, at least according to the crypto anarchists, where Bitcoin in theory developed out of, right? Because it was the crypto anarchists that got together as a group to figure out these mathematic equations and how, with the intent, true agorism, right, according to the definition that we looked up a little while ago, true agorism, you know, and they developed the mathematics around this, and that's how, you know, Satoshi Nakamoto was able to put together all these sort of pieces of the puzzle and create Bitcoin out of it.
And remember, Bitcoin is, you know, basically the Model T of cryptocurrency.
For the moment.
For the moment. It's the first.
Yeah.
And it was important. And it is important. It's still the number one crypto out there. But will it be number one forever? I mean, we're talking about these important advancements in technology, the printing press. I don't know what year, hundreds of years ago that was, but it's been a while. The internet, of course. Arguably, what, the late 70s, early 80s, well, technically?
The printing press, then radio, then television, yeah. Right? You know, then, I don't know, Citizen Band Radio or whatever it was. Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff.
19.
You know, the original internet, as I call it.
Well, it's certainly an original chat room, right? Like, yeah. It's a party line or whatever.
Well, and, you know, I call it the original internet because I'm old. I'm older than the internet, right? So,
hey, man, I had a CB radio growing up.
Right, and originally on the internet, you had to have a handle, too. Right?
That's true. Way
like,
back
just
in the
like
day.
You do on the CB. Radio, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, that's where I came from. That's how long I've been saying that.
The internet is what would happen if you could hook up the CB networks together, right? Because they were, CB radio was short range. You couldn't really get much outside of,
yeah.
You know, your given geographic area with that. So, yeah, those are some of the advancements. And then you look at internet, and then you look at the wide adoption of internet, because internet started in the, you know, between colleges, right? It was like a technical thing that they were doing. And then it became a real, you know, adopted thing, and it became popular, and then we had all these other things come out of it, including Bitcoin,
yeah.
Which only took, you know, 20 years or whatever to actually come into existence, and now we've got all these other cryptocurrencies that are coming into play, some of which don't really focus so much on being a currency.
Right. There are other technologies.
On, like we talked about Library recently, lbry.com, which is a video storage decentralized, crypto-based, kind of blockchain-based video storage thing. And that means that nobody can ask permission or nobody has to ask permission to upload a video to the internet anymore. That there's nobody no one is standing in the way of saying you can or you cannot upload this video.
Right.
Now you can just upload the video.
Yep.
You can share the link to whoever you want and it can't be taken down.
Yep.
So that's another one that's protecting us from these central, almost governmental companies, these corporations like YouTube. And in fact, I've got a related story here that somebody posted in our chat server at discord.lrn.fm in the news show prep about Jeff Bezos from Amazon talking about big centralized tech companies. He says, we're in trouble if U.S. tech companies won't support the Pentagon. So we'll talk about that coming up here, and you can talk more about crypto if you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and and body extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And the captain.
And I want to say thanks to Ademo, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. Ademo is, or maybe it's pronounced Adamo. I'm honestly not sure.
What
are the other?
Ademo.
It's not Ademo from Coplock.
Oh,
it's spelled differently. It's spelled Adamo. A-D-A-M-O. Anyway, thank you, Adamo / Ademo. We appreciate your support, and the platinum level of the AMP program is the highest level. That means he's doing at least $25 a month.
Oh, well, then really, thank you.
Yeah, to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, so that's really appreciated. And you can join him as well. We only ask for five, so he's doing five times what we ask. You get access to some special perks, some bennies, if you will, because you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. And you can sign up with any major credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin BTC over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. You get the perks that include access to the subscribers and supporters chat rooms on our Discord server. And also, we've got a Facebook AMP-only group there, and there's some other things. You can go and learn about it over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. So we've been discussing the Crypto Anarchist Manifesto, something that was written back in 1988, or published back in 1988. Relatively short and sweet and to the point, and it's coming true and or has come true, basically, at this point.
Well, and the one of the benefits of Bitcoin, the blockchain, whatever you want to call this mathematic technology, is that so far, cryptocurrency is you know, sort of the big thing, right? It's what made it big.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many other inventions and other uses, other use cases for this technology that we're seeing emerge. There are already large companies, transportation companies, distribution companies, using the blockchain to do all sorts of awesome things like
logistics,
track and manage the delivery of produce to maintain prime freshness.
Companies like Walmart are involved.
Or in the reverse of that, right? Oh, there's like a salmonella outbreak with this certain batch of lettuce, you know, that was shipped out of mm-hmm. this state. Well, they can use the blockchain to just sort of go back and go, oh, it originated from here and find out pinpoint and then, you know, sort of take all of those shipments off the shelves much faster and easier than they ever could have before.
Mm. Well, and there are other examples of how the blockchain technology, for those that don't know, this is an immutable ledger that is one of the key, beyond the whole crypto aspect of things,
imagine,
and security.
Imagine there's a magic book, right? And you and I both have a copy of the magic book.
Yep.
And whenever somebody makes an entry in this magic book, both books get updated.
That's right.
Now imagine that anybody who wants a copy of this magic book can simply just tap on one of our books, and now, poof, they also have a copy.
Correct.
That's the blockchain.
That's a pretty good way of explaining it, except they're all connected together, and they're all constantly checking one another. So mm-hmm. if somebody tries to cook a book, if they try to falsify something, then the other ones will disagree with that.
Yeah, the other books
will
reject
it.
Yep.
So that's part of, and that comes back to the math that you talked about earlier, where the cryptographic security of this blockchain is why you can't just go in and just edit your book and then have all the other books, you know, reflect it, because of the constant checking and the math that's involved.
Yep.
It's impossible. Because if it were possible, somebody would have done it by now, because there's a tremendous reward. There's a tremendous incentive. With Bitcoin worth $7,400 a piece, roughly, today, you know, if somebody can figure out a way to hack it, then they would be truly...
And
you know,
for our listeners who, you know, every now and again will see an article or hear a thing on the news about, you know, oh, somebody's, you know, Bitcoin wallet got hacked and they lost, you know, X amount of dollars or whatever, that is only a hack in the traditional sense of the word. In the same way that somebody can hack your cable email account, right? That's how individuals get hacked. The Bitcoin itself has never been hacked successfully.
Right.
Only people, they take advantage of people's stupidity, right? Everybody's human, right? People leave traces of things or make their, you know, password 1234.
Don't do that.
Or their daughter's birthday or whatever it is. Oh, they're
or
really
the word
into,
password.
They're really into superheroes, so their password is superhero 1234.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get a little more creative than that with your passwords.
Yeah, right? If somebody cracks your password, that doesn't mean Bitcoin is insecure. It means you were insecure. If you leave your phone with no passcode on it, which many people don't have a code on their phone.
I know. So
if you leave your phone with no passcode on it and you put it somewhere and then you forget it, you know, leave it on the back of a toilet seat in the airport, somebody else comes along and grabs it, and then all of a sudden your crypto wallet gets emptied out. Well, that was your fault.
Yeah.
That wasn't Bitcoin's fault. Let's go to the phones here. I got Memphis Mitchell on the line watching on YouTube. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. What's going on?
Hey, you're on the air.
Listen, what I want to talk about is, I'm a little off topic, but are you familiar with the UPS shootout in Florida?
Yeah, we heard about it this weekend. What about it?
Right, and it's absolutely beyond ridiculous. But I want to show you something. I took it upon myself to do a little homework. Now, I watched one of the uploads of, it says, High Speed Chase Ends in Deadly Shootout, ABC News. And it was, at the time that I was looking at it, it was 204,000 views. This was December 6, 2019. And I realized that the comments, Ian, serve as a sort of a poll. And so there were 1,635 comments.
Mm-hmm.
I read all of them.
Really? Okay.
I read every one of them. And I came up with some information for you guys. So here it is, 1,635 comments. 1,611 of those comments disagreed with the police action.
Wow. All right. That's refreshing.
In many cases, it was vehement opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I can't even say on the radio. how much these people disagree. So that number makes for 98.5% of the comments were against the government slash police action. 24 people of this pool of my of the poll of the comments, 24 agree with the police action.
They're probably cops or family members of cops would be
exactly,
my guess.
Exactly. That breakout, that's good, Ian. That breakout, it breaks out 19 of those were the police slash government apologists.
How could you tell that they were police?
Well, I can't. I'm assuming.
Okay. Okay.
There were
ahead.
Six that I could tell. Six of the 24 were blamed the black people. You know. The perpetrators were both black guys, so it was all,
wow.
You know, it was just so six ultra racists just wanted to say they wanted to seize an opportunity to take a pardon the pun a shot at the black community, whatever. But that 24 people, that makes for 1.5% of the 1,635. So let's say we have a little village somewhere, and the voting population is composed of 1,635 individuals. And one candidate gets 98.5% of the votes, and one candidate gets 1.5% of the votes. And the candidate who got 1.5% of the vote wins the election. And the point that I'm making is when you look at this, 98.5% of these comments, how can you say this is a representative government system?
You can't.
No.
I mean, it's just fantasy.
There's no
representation.
I'm seeing this more and more, that there's a Leo Ledge case that I'm following. They're trying to get it to the Supreme Court. I think the Institute for Justice has picked up on it. But it's the case in Colorado where the guy wasn't even there. Some kid robs a Walmart, a shirt and two belts, and the police, he runs into this house. It's not his. Police destroy the house.
That's right.
Destroy it. It's like a $300.
And they didn't pay anything for it.
Nothing. He went to court, and the judge said, "Oh no, it doesn't fulfill."
No,
him.
Police are in pursuit. They can destroy anything they want.
Exactly. And so he took the next level of court. So he had four judges. But Ian, I'm going to do this later. I found one of those uploads where there's like 2,900. 100% of the people of the comments are saying this is ridiculous. This man Leo Leck needs to be made whole again. He needs to be compensated. This is insanity.
Yeah. Sorry, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, the idea of justice is just that, right? The idea that, you know, if you've harmed another person or their property, that justice equals them being made whole again. And that is not what we have as a system. And near as I can tell, it never has been.
Well, no,
the judges are claiming that it doesn't fit the definition of the latter part of the Fifth Amendment, the Takings Clause. Well, actually, it does. It says, nor shall anyone be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process. And if property is taken for public use, well, the damn house was taken for the public use. For the safety of the public, they said they had to shoot the house up. So it does meet the standard.
There's that word again. Probably.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you got to get the men with robes to agree with you. I mean, this is frustrating, right? Because you're seeing, would you believe it? If you want to hang on to discuss this a little further, you're welcome to. Is your name actually Mephis?
No, my name is Mitchell.
Mitchell, okay. Stand by here. We'll continue in moments. And, you know, is this an indicator that people are fed up? Is something going to break? Coming up here in moments, we can talk about it. 855-450, free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
You ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.